This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. With the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, whether you like it or not, we're going to be on here. So next hour, if you want to stay tuned, you're certainly welcome to. We would appreciate if you did. We're talking about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. My name is Alan Ellis, your host, and our buddy. What's your name again? Nick. Mr. Nick. I knew it was Nick. I don't know your last name, though. I mean, I got to write it down. I don't even know the other guy's name, and he's been with me for how many years now? What's his name? Byron? Yeah, Byron. We were talking about earlier on. Well, if you're just joining us, let me tell you this story. This came in yesterday. Here it is. This is courtesy of WJLA in Washington. I believe that's ABC. Channel 7, I think. I'm not sure. You would know better than I. Two cheetahs at the Smithsonian's National Zoo have met with some unexpected prey. The result was predictable. Zoo officials say a white-tailed deer was killed by the cheetahs after it apparently jumped into their enclosure on Friday. A spokeswoman calls it a normal and expected reaction by carnivorous big cats. The zoo says a zookeeper heard noises from the cheetah pen shortly before noon. Apparently, this was during the day. And found the deer carcass next to the cheetah siblings named Carmelita and Justin. Doctors will examine the carcass to make sure the deer didn't have any diseases. I don't know. What do you think, Bob? Yeah, I think a little emphysema? I'm not sure. Maybe a little... no witnesses saw the deer entering the cheetah habitat other than the cheetahs. Deer are plentiful in Rock Creek Park, which borders the zoo. The National Park Service has used sharpshooters to control the deer population. So we were talking about the fact that these cheetahs were named Carmelita and Justin. And I brought up the idea that, you know, when you watch some of these outdoor shows, these guys have these bucks picked out on their trail cameras, and they give them names, you know, and then that went towards a debate on whether, you know, farmers name their animals. It wasn't necessarily a debate, but farmers only name the animals that are going to stay around, you know, that are milk cows, so they can differentiate between the milk cows on their property. They don't necessarily, or maybe a bull that's breeding the cattle, but the ones that are going to be slaughtered, they don't necessarily assign any particular name to them. And I talked about, you know, you name your dog and your cat, and you take care of it, you love it, you nurture it, and you get to know its personality. But when it comes to hunting, I don't assign any particular personality to any particular animal. I'm hunting. I'm there for a purpose. And, you know, so if you'd like to join that conversation, you're welcome to do so. We did get an email from our regular buddy John B. The public would have thought that such a natural act of two animals taking down food as in the wild to feed their young was disgusting. But we all watched the film footage of D.C.'s Mayor Barry smoking crack in a hotel room with a known hooker and the good people of D.C. reelecting him a couple times. My wife and I were at the zoo one day, and those same animals were chasing some birds. And the lady telling a large group about their habits and how they live in the wild said, "It's like a game when they chase the birds." No, it's not. They're wild animals doing what wild animals do. We are very PC, aren't we? And then the emailer asks, "I wonder if the deer's family has a lawyer to sue the zoo yet." So, you know, good comments there. Good comments there. So if that's what you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. If you want to talk about deer hunting, duck hunting, waterfowl hunting, goose hunting, I'll be more than glad to talk about that. Fishing, crabbing, you name it, as long as it's fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, we're more than glad to chat about it. So phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The muzzleloader contest for December is ongoing. You simply call. Leave your phone number with Nick, our producer, and go on the air. Say, hi, I want to be in the contest, and you're in. That's how easy it is. You can also enter via email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can do that, too. So just, you know, join us however you want to this morning, and we'd be more than glad to carry on a conversation with you. So, yes. All right. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. You could also like us on Facebook at The Outdoorsman Radio Show or Maryland Hunting Quarterly or Maryland Loves Crabs or Ellis Outdoors LLC. And please do. Oh, waiting your calls. I have another story here, too, by the way. All righty. Is Andy ready to go there, buddy? Not yet. Okay. Well, while we're waiting for Andy, is he ready? Okay. Good morning, Andy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Hey, there was an interesting article in the Sun Papers, not that I promote Sun Papers, in the sports section last Sunday, a whole page about, I can't pronounce the right name, but it's fish handler's disease.
Yeah, mycobacteriosis.
And, yeah, mycobacteria, which they thought I had, which Keith Lockwood thought I had. But they showed a picture of a rockfish that was kind of chunked apart and everything from it and all. Apparently, it'd be good for people to read. You get it if you've got, like, an open wound.
Yeah, that's true. And we've talked about it numerous times here. You know, they make a huge deal about it, and why, I don't know, but it is important to know that you need to, you know, if you see a fish that appears to be unhealthy, don't mess with it.
Leave it alone. Cut it off.
Don't, I mean, how's that? Hey, folks, if you're fishing and you catch a fish that appears to be unhealthy, put it back. Don't touch it. I mean, look, if we could see bacteria, if bacteria were, you know, let's say the size of a, oh, I don't know, dachshund. Would you mess with it? I mean, you might poke it with a stick, but would you go over and pick it up?
Yeah, and apparently what happens, too, is if you get, like, pricked by a crab or, like, I handle rockfish with a rag or a glove because of the way they flip around.
Well, you should.
And
how many times have I been spined? How many times have you been spined?
Yeah.
You know.
If you put something on it and it went away and you're okay, but this kind of stuff, you've, a day or so, you can notice it and everything and all. And most people don't know how to treat it. Most of what I was reading there, some of the medical institutions don't know how to treat it, unless there's some that, you know, are really treating a waterman.
Yeah.
But it was quite interesting. Then there was an article, too, about the new rockfish quota. That was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And apparently it looks like it's going to be good for some people, and then some other ones it's kind of like limiting to them, you know, what they can catch. I'm not up on that. I know that, you know, they had like a
I haven't digested that whole thing yet.
Yeah.
And I plan on doing a show on that whole rockfish thing and you know, what's going on with that. But
well, it seemed like it, you know, to some people, I mean, it's really going to reduce their income. I mean, you can't.
You're just full of good news today, aren't you, Andy?
Yeah, well, you can't really put faith in what you read in the Sun paper.
Well, we know that. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah,
I look, here's what I know. There was a study done last year, and based on that study, there were some recommendations made. Some people weren't happy with the recommendations. Some of the conservation groups weren't happy. They're perpetually unhappy.
All the time.
With the way Department of Natural Resources manages the fisheries. Okay, well, what they fail to realize is it's not just Maryland. You know, they are under the guidance of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which manages the entire population of striped bass. for all the coast states. So that they do have, you know, they do have overarching authority there. So the people aren't, some of the people aren't happy. Some of the conservation organizations aren't happy, and they continue to demand this and demand that. And I also know that there has been a response from the department to those folks. And I don't know if that was brought up in the area in the article or not, but we will have a show on that one of these days. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. And in the meantime, while you brought it up, I need fishing pictures for the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We're actually going to do a fishing outlook with tide tables and everything else in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
That's one reason I was calling you now. Yeah. I got these three youngsters. Now, there's like a certificate, but the picture's very small. So what I thought I would do is I'll send you the certificates with their picture, and then I'll send you individual pictures, and you can kind of put it together, and I'll write up what it was.
That sounds good.
You know, I'm working on that.
Okay,
you know.
Good. Ellis at Ellis Outdoors.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty. Very good.
All right.
Good new year.
Thank you, buddy. See you.
Take care.
Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Let's talk to John in Ellicott City, then we'll take a short break. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, doing great. How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. What's up?
I called to get in the contest, and I had one I thought you'd appreciate about giving animals names.
Mickey, Minnie, Daffy.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have raised, and I was raised this way, so raised a lot of kids thinking all these animals have human characteristics.
Yeah.
It hit home to me a few years ago. I was on a farm where a fellow trained racehorses.
Right.
And I looked around. He had the various corrals.
Yeah.
And, of course, the horses are there, some in groups, some individually. And he had this one beautiful horse all by himself in a corral. And I asked why he was segregated. And he said, oh, I think he'd like to be with the others. But he's a stud horse, and I think if I put him in with them, I'm afraid he might kill some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So large animals can hurt you.
Correct, they can.
Yes, and yet, we, as you say, Minnie and Mickey, and they're all sweet and nice, and you can go and pet them.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you can't.
Right, exactly.
I thought I'd pass it on. I thought it was interesting.
Well, I appreciate that, John. Thank you very much, and you are in the contest.
All right, you take care.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, when you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for waterfowl and deer hunting, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camouflage by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl, hunting boots, hips, and waders, goose and duck calls, and every accessory you need for your hunt. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Services at Chesapeake Outdoors include goose and duck picking, bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives, which any fisherman or hunter would love to have. They have ice for your cooler and much more. For fishermen, you need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered at Chesapeake Outdoors. Just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. When you stop by, tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and
and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years.
Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show is February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA country concerts Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, archery competition, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st. Through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Hunter, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
All my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. Sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot.
All right, let's talk to Madeline in Towson. Good morning, Madeline. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I called to get into the contest, but mostly I called because I had heard that somewhere in Virginia, in D.C., they're taking people's Christmas trees and telling them to feed goats with them to help recycle. But I just want to tell you that when I was a kid about 700 years ago, we had a little goat. I know. We had a goat that pulled a little cart.
Yeah.
And we treated it like a horse. One year, we threw a Christmas tree out. in a gully, and there was some, we called them icicles, but they were tinsel up here, wrapped on it, and the goat ended up eating the tree and died because those things got twisted around his intestines. So think about it before you throw your tree out, because you might kill your goat instead of making things better.
Back in the day, were those the ones that started making them out of plastic, or were they still the ones that were made out of lead?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know, but it wasn't so much what they were made out of; it was the fact that
the goats ate them. I got that part. Yeah,
it twirled around the intestines, but I'm pretty sure it was. They were probably, who knows? They're probably lead. That's what's wrong with me. But
were you eating them as well?
Probably.
Oh, okay. So, well, yeah, I got you.
But if you touch them and it's made out of lead, it absorbs, kind of like that bad fish.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
So you can get spied with anything.
That's right.
Anyway, thank you very much.
All right, Madeline, I appreciate that.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, dear. Bye-bye. There she goes. Joe in Baltimore. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. I wanted to get into that muzzleloader contest, too. But I also wanted to tell you that, I was really offended about that cannibalism story about the clowns. I'm a clown, I really thought it was just...
Hey, Joe, we're not politically correct here.
I know.
And I would like to apologize.
But I...
What I would like to apologize for is your poor sense of humor, if you didn't think that was a good one.
Actually, I just picked up an old joke.
I know it's an old joke, but it's still funny.
I know. I was going to say, what you got to know is that three clowns were sitting around talking to this fourth clown who was real upset.
Yeah.
And the three clowns said, no, we're laughing at you, not with you.
Nah.
Listen, have yourself.
Robin Williams' famous quote, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing near you.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that too. So, all right, buddy. Thanks.
See you. Do you name the fish? That's the other thing.
What's that?
Do you name your fish?
Do I name my fish?
I call him Big Guppy.
Big Guppy. All right. See you, buddy. Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, from the NRP blotter, here you go. A man and a woman were charged with multiple hunting violations on December 21st after a complaint of someone firing from a road on Westernport Road. Michael Allen Wilt, 24, of Westernport, was charged with hunting while under the influence of alcohol, hunting deer in a closed season, and hunting without a license. You notice there's a theme. It's all called hunting. I would rather say poaching under the influence of alcohol, poaching deer in a closed season, and poaching without a license. He was also issued warnings for poaching without written permission, failure to wear fluorescent orange, and poaching without completing a state hunter safety education course. If found guilty, Mr. Wild up there in Westernport, I'm sure he can afford the fine of $4,000. And then Sadie Marie Wilt, doesn't say if it's a sister or a wife, but same last name, I'm going to guess wife, of Lona Coning. Well, maybe not. She's from a different town, but who knows? Was charged with failure to wear fluorescent orange. She faces a maximum fine of $1,500. The Wilts are scheduled to appear in Garrett District Court on March 26th. Let's see if I have that other story. Or did I ditch it? I might have saved it. Yeah. No, I threw that thing out. It wasn't worth reading, to be honest with you. But since the Wilts were apparently together and have all these violations for, quote, hunting, which I call poaching, and are going to be fined a total of $5,500 if found guilty, well...
Just a good old boys. Never meaning no harm.
I know what we'll do, honey. Let's get drunk and put a gun in the truck.
all been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves.
We'll go out and sit on the road and see if we can shoot a deer.
Someday the mountain might get
is it deer season? Nah, but it don't matter.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
You think completing a hunter safety course would have mattered in this guy's case? Wonder if my baby looks good in camouflage. Wonder if Sadie Marie looks good in camo. She wasn't wearing any orange. All right. Moving right along. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, we'll be more than glad to take your phone call here at 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. And if you do have an issue and you send me an email, I will take care of forwarding your issue to the proper people who can actually do something about it. So, by the way, I forgot to tell you, we had a duck hunt on Monday. I went to a little place outside of Gettysburg, a little farm. Nice little farm pond there that's managed for ducks, has a duck blind on it. Hunted with M&A Outfitters, Bill Krim. And we had plenty of opportunities. We just could not hit our ducks. Just couldn't hit them. Just couldn't for no reason. So all I need to do is look on the back cover of the Guide to Hunting and Trapping, and there is a fella applying face paint. And that fella is looking in the rearview mirror of his truck putting face paint on. It's a photo by it's an ad for the folks here at Under Armour, great company. And the fella in the reflection is Phil Robertson of the Duck Commander, and he's putting on face paint. Now, you would think with all that facial hair and hair and hat and camo that he wouldn't need to put on face paint. But there's a very good reason why Mr. Robertson puts on face paint. And that is because the ducks are very observant. When they're coming in close, they can see a long, long way. And if they detect any movement in your duck blind. And if you're sharing a duck blind, as I did, with someone who continues to look at the ducks as they circle, has not put on a face mask, and continues to move his head back and forth when the guide and the caller says, don't move, don't move, don't move, and you continue to look up at the ducks, the ducks continue to flare and continue to flare and continue to flare. Is it good etiquette? Or does it get people angry when you might suggest to them, here, I have a spare face mask. You ought to put this on. Or do you simply say, hey, jackass, stop moving your head around. Quit looking at the ducks. Put your hat down over your face so the ducks don't see your face flashing here in the early morning hours. Which one would you suggest? 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Tommy in Delaware. Tommy, thanks for calling.
Hey. Good name for animal, whether it's fish or whatever you're hunting, is dinner.
Dinner. Yeah, I agree with that. Yep. I told you we were looking for a bologna dough yesterday. You know, if we'd have got two doughs, we'd have donated one to FHFH in the Dough Harvest Challenge, and we'd have turned the other one into that tasty and delicious cheesy deer bologna.
Yep.
So
I'm delivering papers, so I got to go.
All right, Tommy. Thanks. See ya. There he goes. He's gone. Mike in Pittsburgh. Are you actually in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
This is Finksburg.
Finksburg.
You got a new...
A new producer? Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We shot a deer last night, and the antlers were gone already.
Yeah, some of the young ones are losing their antlers. I had a buddy shoot one last Saturday that was a deer that had shed its antlers. Yep, we got some shed heads coming.
A lot of trail cameras, too, with one antler.
Yep.
What the heck?
Yep.
Never seen them lose them this early.
Well, they do.
They do?
Yeah, they do. I mean, once the breeding cycle's over, they start breeding in, you know, October, November. You know, the younger ones especially, the testosterone level, you know, drops in the younger deer first. The big ones are still probably out there with plenty of antler, so.
Yeah, this was a young one.
Yeah, young deer. Yep.
Yep.
Thought it was a doe. I know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope to get some more callers.
All right. Well, we get plenty of callers, and we appreciate you calling, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Is this my buddy, Mike, in Finksburg?
Yeah,
okay. I thought I recognized your voice. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
You're a little bit better.
Good.
Okay, see ya.
See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, Clyde Sports Shop 2307. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's Clyde Sports Shop. Been around since 1957. I'd like to tell you about some Browning firearms. The A5 is a semi-automatic shotgun, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 rounds or a 5-year guarantee. It has the kinematic drive system. It's ergo-balanced. The Vector Pro length enforcing cones are there to help your accuracy. The 12-gauge is available in not only the beautiful walnut and blued steel, but also available in black synthetic models and camouflage. Then there's the Maxis, also a semi-auto loader. This is the one that Browning is touting on some of the TV commercials, an auto loader shotgun called Waterfowl Hunting Perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. And then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge, if you're into that. A proven standard for auto loading performance, a gas-operated auto loader, 3.5-inch chamber, composite with a DuraTouch armor coating. It just means it's been dipped in plastic camo, and, you know, it's going to resist rust. Mossy Oak Camo, 3 standard and vector choke tubes, all from Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne. Give them a call, 410-242-6108, or clydesports.com is the website. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all available at Clyde Sports Shop. Fishing season's right around the corner, too.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. The NSA and web companies aren't the only ones that are spying, snooping, and collecting data. Wall Street traders, anxious to get a jump on official data, are paying hefty prices for high-tech intelligence gathering. A company called Genscape is at the center of a growing industry that employs sophisticated surveillance and data crunching technology to supply traders with non-public information about topics such as oil supplies, electric power production, retail sales, and crop yields. The techniques used include flying helicopters with heat-sensitive cameras above fields, tanks, and parking lots, and they're perfectly legal. They represent the latest advance in the longtime Wall Street practice of searching for every possible trading advantage. Genscape says flying over oil storage tanks brings transparency to markets long dominated by energy giants. Although the energy companies don't like it, there's not much they can do about it. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be a... I want to be
a... I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and...
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 201-3202 for live crabs, NBS Seafood. No bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedline. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change.
All right, let's talk to Richard in Rosedale. Good morning, Richard. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, Alan, I'm just calling to get my name in the hat, sir. I'm not a hunter, but my son is.
Okay, your name's in the hat.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, sir.
You got her, buddy.
Right, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. There we go. Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for holding. How you doing?
Okay, Alan, how are you this morning?
Hey, good, buddy. How are you?
Okay, listen, I'm just calling to wish you and your family and all your listeners a very happy, healthy, and prosperous 2014. I hope it's a good year for everybody.
You and I both, brother. I hope it's a great year. 2013 wasn't that bad, but 2014 can be much better.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, and happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, you're very welcome.
All righty. See you soon. Bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Brian, good morning. How are you? Hello, Brian.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good, man. Hey, Brian Doyle, Hammer Hollow Outfitters. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. We were just getting ready to go out, do a little goose hunting, and we were listening to your show.
Yeah.
And wanted to give some guys a little advice. If the guides are telling you to keep your face down, please keep your face down.
There's a reason.
We had that exact thing yesterday, and after the first five sets flared off, and we had to sit for 4 hours to kill the limit. You know, it is frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
Look down, but do not stick your head out of the blind, please.
People like to watch the birds. That's all part of it. But you can accomplish that by keeping your hat brim pulled down over your eyes, using your eyes, wear a face mask, and don't move around. Even, you know, I wear gloves, I wear a face mask. The point is you're trying to ambush a duck coming into, or a goose coming into land in what he appears to be a natural setting. And I've ticked people off by telling them, hey, look, you're flaring the ducks off your end. There's a reason. The ducks are flaring out, and it's your face. Quit moving it around and quit looking at the ducks. You got to wait till they come in and then kill them. You know, and the guides, they don't want to get angry about it. They don't want to get upset about it. They just say, keep still, keep still, keep still. But, you know, somebody has to carry an extra face mask for these guys or something.
It's a delicate thing because we want everybody to be happy, but we want them to be successful.
Them to be happy and successful. You want them to have the experience, but isn't it a better experience if it's a teachable moment?
Yes, sir.
You know, and try. I would say, look, I would say to these guys that are coming, I would ask them a question. Have you ever hunted ducks or geese before? If you have hunted ducks or geese before, have you been successful? We really require that you wear a face mask or something to cover your face, and we ask you to make sure when we tell you to be still in the blind that you're still in the blind. These are very, very wary animals, and you can't move at all. So, you know, we want to tell you that up front before you come in here. We don't want anybody to be offended if we ask them to put on a face mask or not move their head, you know, or stick your head up out of the pit or whatever it might be, because these animals are very sharp-eyed. If they can be flying 1,000 feet in the air and see decoys on the ground, when they get to 20 yards, they can see you moving your head in the blind.
That's some good advice. I have to give that to Kenny. Right now, he just keeps beating them. So,
Kenny?
I tell him he's going to stop beating the customers.
Don't beat the customers, well. Kenny. I know it's frustrating. All right. Well, look, I know you guys got some great blind locations over there. I've seen them, and tons of geese. So good luck out there.
Thanks. Have a good day, Al.
All right, Brian. Tell Kenny I said hello.
Yes, sir.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes, Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Good advice right there from the guide. I mean, you can't beat it. So, I don't know, but you know, just refer to the back cover of your guide to hunting and trapping. There it is. See that right there on my webcam. See that, folks? That's Phil Robertson, the duck commander, and he's putting camo on in the rearview mirror of his truck. And you would think, why would he need camo? They have got a great goose blind there, duck blind down there. They all wear it, if you've seen it. And there's a reason for it. And I've heard him speak on that very subject. Phil even tends to believe that ducks can smell you. Don't know the answer. Maybe we'll have to call Buck Bomb and get him to make some duck bomb. You know, what do you think? Some cover scent for duck hunters. I don't know. It couldn't hurt. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Fishing season's right around the corner, and they're stocking up with great fishing tackle. But, you know, they're still selling a lot of firearms, doing a lot of gunsmithing. They've got some handguns in. They can walk you through the process on how to purchase a handgun for home protection now that the Senate Bill 281 has passed and new gun laws are in effect in Maryland. They're certainly qualified to be able to help you get through that and get your handgun purchased if you need to. So, check that out. And don't forget, they've got a full line of scopes, too. If your scope has left you down this year, your rifle scope, your shotgun scope, or your muzzleloader scope, check out the line of Leopold and Nikon and the others that they carry at Clyde Sports Shop. And I'm upgrading slowly to either of those two brands, either Leopold or Nikon, on all my firearms. You know, I'd go with the best if I could afford it, but I'm going with the best that I can afford, and I think that's the key to being successful as far as being a hunter. You know, if you can't see through your rifle scope or your shotgun scope, or it's underpowered or doesn't allow enough light in, well, why don't you go down and check them out at Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The fishing hotline is 247-3474-247-FISH. Clyde's Sports is the website. Clyde Sports Shop, we like them. You should, too. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, the Wild is calling, the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor tradition treasured by you and me and millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA Country Concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. You know, this is the old Harrisburg show that they didn't have last year. Well, it's back. It's now called the Great American Outdoor Show. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. That's greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Donna in Westminster. Good morning, Donna. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I just wanted to let you know I enjoy your show every morning on the way to work. Every Saturday morning, I enjoy your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I come from a long line of gun owners and trap shooters especially.
That's a good thing.
Thank you. And I'm glad I got a chance to get in the muzzleloader contest.
You are in the contest, Donna.
Okay, well, thank you, and thanks for your support of wildlife.
We do our best. We try to.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you. Bye-bye. There she goes, Donna from Westminster, 410 WCBM 680. We don't have much time, but we have time for another call or two. This is actually the last show of the year. The first show of the next year is when we'll draw the muzzleloader winner for the December part of the contest. And make sure you get your Wolf muzzleloader from the folks at CVA, CVA.com. We ask you to check out CVA.com. Go on there and see what all they sell. They sell power belt bullets and claw gun slings and Bergera barrels and a full line of muzzleloading firearms and others. So check that out. You'll be receiving the Wolf model if you are a winner. And we just invite you to join either on the air by calling, leaving your phone number and coming on the air to say hi, or by signing up on email. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So there you go. All right. Excuse me. We have a number of callers calling in, so I'll just try to chat here for a little bit. Excuse me a second. Clear the old throat as much as I could. I don't know what snuck in there, but it is what it is. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the show this year. You know, we've been on the air for 25 years now and starting our 26th year. And we hope that you continue to join with us. So, why don't we start the first show of the new year by asking what you'd like to hear about, what suggestions you'd like to have. And we're out of time today. So save that. Think about it here on through the week. If you want to send me an email, we'll take a look at anything at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Don't forget us on Facebook, too. The Outdoors and Radio Show, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, and Ellis Outdoors LLC. Let's talk to Gina in Towson real quick. Good morning, Gina. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy New Year, and I love your show. I listen every week.
Oh, thanks, Gina. I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you, too, and you wanted to be in the contest.
I sure do, and I like to hear about fishing and hunting both. I like to hear about hunting deer.
Okay, well, we have folks from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service on, you know, quite often, and we talk about fishing as often as we can. It's, of course, we're in the middle of the hunting season right now, and so we just, you know, we talk about whatever comes up.
Thank you very much.
All right, Gina, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year. There she goes, and we're waiting for Helen. So, let's see. Cup of coffee. A little cup of coffee there. Been drinking coffee on the air for 25 years. We did have one woman call and complain that I slurped my coffee. We've had various complaints throughout the years. The way I pronounce words sometimes. My accent sometimes. Apparently a little Pennsylvania slips through every now and then. People don't like the slurping of the coffee or rattling the papers. You know what? Is what it is. If Helen would like to get on the air, Helen's going to have to hurry up a little bit. So anyway, that's how that goes. We're quickly running out of time, and I have nothing to fill that time with. Good morning, Helen. How are you?
Oh, fine.
I was in Elkton yesterday.
Yeah, I live up here, and during the summertime, the deers come to my backyard because at the does and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I'm from my parents from Europe, but when it snows, my mother used to put her rugs outside and walk on it, and it would clean your rugs and the dirt when you could see the dirt. So.
Okay, cool. Well, Helen, we thank you for your call. You have a great day and a happy new year, okay?
Oh, you too.
All right. Thank you. Rug cleaning tips from Helen in Elkton. There you know. So, good way to wind up 2013, isn't it? With rug cleaning tips from Helen in Elkton. Well, time for me to say get out, stay safe. Hope you had a great 2013. Happy 2014.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it.